You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is not a sport, but it is a game, and that is gambling. Those of you who like to go up to the casino, what's your game if you go to a casino? What do you like to do?
I just like to hang out in the hotel room and nap.
If you're forced to play a game.
I'm just hitting
slots.
Penny slots, yeah.
Penny slots.
Penny slots, man.
Big time gambler, aren't you?
Yeah.
A statistician went out and checked all of the various casino games to see what your best odds are, and that turns out, and we've heard this before, it's craps. You have a 49.29% chance of winning, which means the house still has the advantage, but at least it's less than one percentage point in their favor. But
they're still winning.
They're still winning, and that's still enough to build giant casinos.
Right.
The worst ones are the video lottery terminals. Those are things like Keno that you play electronically, and video slots.
Sure.
They say those, the house has as much as a 15% edge on those games.
So.
They say here at the end of this story, they have all sorts of great info like this. Are you less likely to be in a plane crash if you've already been in one?
Mm.
You know what the answer is?
Yes, I do want to know.
The answer is no.
Oh.
They are statistically independent events. You are in no, you have no greater or less chance
because
of being in
before.
A crash if it happened. They're completely separate.
Look at that. Statistically.
What else have I got? Greeley Stampede has announced their concert lineup. They've got Brad Paisley coming this year. I like
him. Really?
He's funny. And Jeremy from your high school days. Stone Temple Pilots.
STP on the street, Dom. I like STP. They're good. They're on my channel that I have plugged into my phone. Heavy rotation.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's so good.
Does it bring back memories? Were you like a junior when this came out? Sophomore?
What year was this one?
I don't know.
Probably right around there.
90s. I know you were in high school.
Making out at Clement Park a little bit in the car with the sun.
You never made out with a girl in high school.
Who says anyone was there with me? Yeah, those are the days.
You would just go to Clement Park and
just breathe it.
Wish that a girl was there.
Fog up my own windows.
Anyway, you want to grab your tickets?
Yes,
they'll be
I
at the. They'll be up in Greeley. Yeah! And that'll be late June.
It's awesome.
What else is trending?
The only reason I got up today is because it is National Banana Bread Day. Probably one of the top breads out there. Probably top five breads, I would say. And that, of course, is just plain banana bread. No chocolate chips and no nuts. Because
that's just you. That's not for the day.
If you put any of that in there, you're the devil.
That's just you.
Stuff is gross. Don't put crunchy things in bread, all right? Pro tip.
Well, you're not going to put like potato chips in there.
Anything crunchy. Let's talk about the Oscars, Dom. Gosh, off the air. That's all you talk about, Dom. Raves about it. The Oscars are trying to do something a little different this year. They're going to be presenting 8 awards that people really don't care about before the actual broadcast. And then I guess they're going to splice them up and then sprinkle them in throughout the broadcast just as like little quickies. Things like documentary short, production design, animated short, original score, which, all right. Makeup and hairstyling, which is actually one of my personal favorites. I get excited about that one. But anyway, they're saying they're going to have more opportunity for audience entertainment and engagement instead of handing out these goofy awards. So,
all right.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
It's more time for the celebrities to get up there and lecture us. That's all it is. That's
right.
The only reason.
Tell us how we should
that.
Be living
yes,
our lives.
Yes, yes. So anyway, if y'all are sick of the 2-22-22 on a Tuesday talk, which was everywhere on social media yesterday, I apologize. I've got just a little bit more for you. It was an extra special day for a family in North Carolina who welcomed a baby girl into the world, a little baby human child, on 2-22-22. But mama pushed her out at 2:22 a.m. in room number 2.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
I think that baby was probably born at 2:26, and they just all
they
got together and said,
it, right?
Yeah, they're like,
guess who's making the news today?
Mm-hmm.
In California, 222 couples participated in a wedding at the state capitol. Ceremony started at 2 p.m. and concluded at 2:22. He's just making me want to puke. Vegas did a bunch of stuff, too.
Nothing I'd rather do than be part of a mass wedding. Nothing That's screams horrible. Romance like a cattle call to the altar.
So stupid, isn't it? Anyway, no more 2:22 stuff. I'm done. I'm done with that.
But you know what? Stand by, because in 11 years, on March 3rd, we'll have a bunch of them for you.
We'll be tearing it up.
And for what it's worth, on March 3rd of 2033, Jeremy and I will both still be here.
That's right. You're damn right. If anyone's familiar with the famous chili scene from The Office, if you're not, Google it. Get onto YouTube and search Kevin Chili Scene The Office, where he spills the big vat of chili. The Peacock Network has kind of put a little Easter egg into their terms of use section. Somebody on TikTok found this. If you go to the Peacock app or the Peacock official site, whatever, and you go to the terms of use, under the heading number 9, third-party authentication and third-party services, you will find a recipe for Kevin's chili.
You know what this proves?
They put it in all the legal stuff.
It proves that at least one person does read those things.
Yes, so it's kind of a funny little Easter egg that they put in the terms of service, and there's a chili recipe in there.
There was some company that several years ago made the news because they had one of those like 20-page terms of service agreements.
Yep.
And they put in the middle of it one quick little line that said, the first person to read this and send an email to such and such address wins $10,000. This is true.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it took less than an hour, I want to say.
And somebody did it.
And someone had read through all 20 pages.
Some nerd.
And found it. It was a woman, and she read it, and she immediately sent it. She won 10 grand.
Isn't that great? There's so much jargon in there, you know? A teacher was doing that locally here for college. What's the thing that you get at the beginning of the semester that the teacher gives you?
A syllabus?
Like a syllabus, I guess, of everything that's going on.
Is that the right word?
I don't remember. It's been a while since I've gotten
the course outline?
Yeah, but it's usually like 10, 15 pages on what's going to be covered, and yada, and nobody ever reads it. But within that document, he said, if somebody goes to locker 19 in such and such hall and such building, here's the combo to the locker, and if you open it up, there's $100 inside. And he went multiple semesters where that $100 stayed in the locker because nobody actually read the course outline.
That's crazy.
For the class. So it was a local story here, I want to say. But
That's
anyway.
So cool.
What else is trending? Oh, I like this story this morning. I'm going to make sure I point it out to my wife, who really, really wants to get a house cleaner.
You need to get one.
She really wants one. But now there's a study out this morning that is claiming that by washing the dishes and doing other household chores like cleaning and vacuuming and dusting, you can slash your risk of dying from cardiovascular disease by almost 2/3. Now, they are saying you got to spend about 4 hours a day performing, quote, daily life movements, which is all that cleaning and vacuuming and stuff.
God.
And it could save your life. They
are
say,
you really going to point to this story every time Nicole brings up
they
this?
Also say 30% are less likely to suffer a stroke. So no stroke and no heart issues if you're just cleaning the house on your own. Just saying.
Why don't you just do it all then? Save your
own
life.
I do a nice chunk of the cleaning. Because I don't want to pay for a house cleaner, so I chip in.
Somewhere right now in Southwest Littleton, I'm hearing this sound. Ready? Ha!
Ha!
Boom!
I'm sure I'll get a text here in a few minutes.
I'm sure you will, too.
You're the worst. Real quick, finally, here's your Fat America for Easter at Walmart for $1. You can buy a almost 2-ounce chocolate candy bunny filled with Apple Jacks cereal.
Ugh.
That's the new concoction this year. It's a chocolate bunny
Come
filled
on,
with
people.
Cereal.
Have a little dignity.
Cereal.
My God.
And you know they'll sell them, man. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Kind of a fun little story this morning about a 16-month-old boy named Lachlan who has officially been diagnosed with a rare condition called uncombable hair syndrome. You got to check out this kid's hair. It's everywhere. And if you're reading it and saying, why don't they just put gel in it and fix it? You actually can't.
Mm-mm.
His hair is very brittle.
It's a real syndrome.
It'll break off.
Yeah.
And it's nutty.
Looks like to me like he stuck his finger in a socket. You know what I'm saying? He stuck his finger in an electric socket. It's just like...
I hate laughing at the little guy because he looks so ridiculous.
He's got to be a star out of all this.
He's got his own ding-dang Instagram page. Sure. I do know that. So, and they say he's going to grow out of it, so he'll eventually be fine.
He lives just a few miles from where I live. I'm probably going to
see him.
I'm probably going to run into him at some point.
Go rub your hand on his
ears. For luck.
Anyway, check out the uncombable hair syndrome on the Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.